What makes us sick? 1 Kings 22:19 through 38. And he said, "Hear there therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left." Now, to bring you up to where we are right here, there's a couple of kings that want to go to battle, and they're asking, is it okay to go to battle? And they're asking the 450 prophets of Baal, is it okay to go to battle? And they're all running around saying, yes, go to battle. God will give you the victory. And there was one man of God, only one. And he said, let me ask him what he says. And of course, when he goes over there, you know, he says, now the king wants to hear your opinion, but we've told him to go to battle because he's going to win. So we want you to tell him the same thing. He said, I can only tell him what God says. So he gets over there and he says, prophet, what should I do? Oh, he said, just go ahead and go to battle. You'll win. And the king says, how many times have I told you, when you tell me something, you tell me what God says, not what everybody else says? He said, okay, you're going to go into battle and you're going to die. He said, I knew it. See, he didn't want to hear it after all. He said, lock him up and put him in jail and feed him with bread and water until I get back. See, as men of God, when you tell them what God says, they don't want to hear what God says. So here we are. He says, and this is what I saw. He said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Now that's God's armies. His armies are up there. His spirits are up there with him. And the Lord said, listen, and the Lord said to all these spirits, that's on his right and his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? In other words, we want to kill him. We want to let him fall. He's not been a good king. He's been a rotten king. And I'm ready to kill him. So, who will persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. I can just see this board meeting in heaven, can't you? God's sitting on his throne. He said, okay, what do you say over here, Spirit? What's your opinion? Well, let's do this. God thinks about that, and he says, no, I don't like that. What do you say? And he says, let's do this. I don't like that either. What do you say? And he says, let's do this. No, I don't like that either. We're having a board meeting in heaven. And let's see what happens in verse 21 and 22. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord, and he said, I'll persuade him, Lord. I know how to do it. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouths of all his prophets. And he said, you shall persuade him and you shall prevail. Go forth and do so. Isn't that something? I mean, is this what this scripture just said? This is a board meeting in heaven. And God is asking his spirits how to deal with Ahab, this wicked king down there. Now, do you want to be the subject of his discussion one day with his spirits? Not me. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be that wicked guy. And God said, how do we get rid of Thurman down there on earth? He's been a bad guy. What do we do to get rid of him? And one spirit says, I'll go down there and I'll kill him on a motorcycle. Okay, that'll do it. That'll do it. Or I know, I'll go down, I'll kill him in an airplane crash. He loves to fly airplanes. I'll get him an airplane and I'll cause the engine to fail and I'll do it at night whenever he's in the mountains and that'll kill him. God said, that'll do it. You can go do that. Now, do you want God to have a discussion like that over you? No, me neither. I don't want no discussion like that. But this is what's happening because Ahab's been a rotten king. This is exactly what's going on in heaven. And let's see what the next verse says there. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all of these prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning you. Now you want God to speak evil about you? Nope. But Zedekiah the son of Shinna went near and smote Micah the prophet on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto you? See, they slapped him in the face. This is a man of God. Let's see what happens. Verse next. And Micah said, behold, you shall see in that day when you shall go into an inner chamber to hide yourself. He just told him something's going to happen to him. You don't have to believe it. And the king of Israel said, take Micah and carry him back into Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son. Verse 27 and 28. And say, thus said the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace. Now see, I really got a good reward for doing what God said, didn't he? Could that happen to us? Sure it could. If you stand for the Lord, you may be treated just like this. So get over it. Get used to it. I mean, if things happen, like I believe they're going to happen in the next few months in this country, I believe there's going to be Christians that's going to be afraid to even talk about Jesus, because if you do, they're going to put you in a FEMA concentration camp. They haven't built 800 FEMA concentration camps in this country for no reason. There's 800 of them. And who knows what they're going to do? When I hear stories like, I think it was Massachusetts or Vermont or somewhere up there in the Northeast, they said they've already made it a rule up there, if you don't take the flu shot this year, if you don't take it, they're going to fine you $1,000 a day and 30 days in jail minimum. Massachusetts. How would you like to be living in a state when they say, if you don't take the flu shot, we're going to fine you $1,000 a day? Hey, this last time I checked, this happened to be America. Now, I realize it's rapidly going away. What are you going to do if they come to your house and tell you, you have to take this flu shot? What are you going to do if they stop you on the interstate and they got you veered off into one lane and you say, what's this? They say, we're giving injections today for the flu shot and you have to take it. That's okay. I don't want it. Have you got the band on your arm that says you've already had it? No, I ain't taking it. Put him in the deal. Take him in a helicopter to the FEMA camp right down here. There's one right over here in Denton. Just lock him up. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if that happens? You haven't even thought about something like that happening to you, have you?
My job is requiring that me and anybody else who has refused the flu shot to wear a mask the entire flu season.
That's just the beginning stages of it. Yeah. But it's coming. There's no pandemic. There hadn't hardly anybody died with the swine flu. It's a minor thing. Do you know how many people die in the world every year with flu? You have any idea how many people die in the world? Every year, for the last 20 years, you know the average death toll runs between 250,000 and 500,000 a year? But that's nothing. How many people die every day under normal reasons? You have any idea how many people die every 24 hours in the world? 250,000. That's a lot of folks, isn't it? A 250,000 people die every day. Every day. In America. So if we have a few extra hundred die because of flu, it's not a pandemic. But they're trying to convince you it is. And they want you to take the flu shot. I sat the other day with a medical doctor that had been a head surgeon in a big hospital in downtown Dallas for 20 years. And his last words to me before I left, don't let anybody, under no circumstances, put an injection in your body. I said, why? He said, because a lot of them are coming from China, and we don't even know what's in them. And he said, don't let anybody give you an injection. Well, the little girl, that Bailey's testimony back there, that's what they gave her, the Gargasil injection, and it almost killed her. Now, they've given 23 million of those. Only about 40 of those girls have died, but 23,000 of them have had a serious allergic reaction to the shot. Now then, what if your daughter was one of the 40 that died? Well, let me tell you how to stop that. You don't have to take the Gargasil shot. It's not required. But if you're a young woman, they want to start giving it to you when you pass the age of 12. Why? Because they notice by the time girls get to be in their 20s or early 30s, they have this cancer. Now then, you know what causes that cancer? Sin. Having sex out of wedlock. Now then, if you obey God and no sex, no breaking God's rules and you obey Him, how much sickness did He say you'd have? Now, do we believe God? So why do you think girls come down with uterus cancer? They come down with uterus cancer because girls are, and boys, it takes a boy and a girl, but when a boy and a girl starts having sex, and they realize today that many of our young girls out there are sexually active by the time they're 12. By the time a girl's 15, Dr. Johnson says 50 to 60% of the girls in America have already experienced sex by the time they're 15. When God says no sex. And we wonder why they're all sick. We wonder why they're dying. Wonder why. Cheryl and I went to a place up north here a while back, and a lady came up to us with three children, and she had uterus cancer. And she said, I need to be prayed for. I said, where's your husband? She said, he's in prison. I said, how long has he been there? She said, 3 years. I said, have you been having sex with some man you're not married to? Yes. Duh. And you want to know why you got uterus cancer? I said, you're a woman. You got uterus cancer because you're breaking God's laws and you're having sex with a man you ain't married to, and you're going to die and leave three kids without a mother and a daddy in jail. She said, well, I don't want to die. I said, then you have only one alternative, and that is to repent and make God a promise. You'll never go to bed with another man that you ain't married to. Can you do that? She said, well, yes. I said, if you don't, it's simple. You're going to die. Well, I don't want to die. I said, well, then you're going to have to stop sinning. Isn't that something? Well, anybody ever heard this old proverb? Sin brings forth. Oh, you have heard that, huh? What is it about that we don't believe? Obviously, we don't believe that, right? Sin brings forth death. We don't believe these things.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.